Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible, Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 23 and 24. God says, "Am I a God at hand," describes the Lord, "and not a God far off? Can a man hide himself in secret places so I cannot see him? Do I not fill the heaven and earth?" declares the Lord. The message of Israel's false prophet was a made-up message crafted to satisfy people rather than God. The false prophets assured peace, but they did not get this assurance from God. The false teachers from every generation will bring messages that their hearers desire instead of a true word from the Lord. In today's passage, God responds to the prophets by proclaiming two of his attributes. He is both omnipresent and omniscient. God's omnipresence means that he is everywhere, at the same time in his full being. God's omniscience means that he knows everything there is to know about everything there is to know. His knowledge and presence fill the earth. So, how can you apply these two truths? Well, first, God's omnipresence reminds us that we can't hide from him. If you think you're doing something that God cannot see, think again. And he's the one to whom we must give our final account. And second, God knows us inside and out. You can fool others, even those close to you, but you can never fool God. The characteristics of God prevent us from playing games with him. Wherever we are, he's already there. And whoever we are, he knows us fully. And here's the good part. Knowing us fully, he still welcomes us with open arms. In him, there's forgiveness and restoration. So don't run from God. Run to him. He is waiting there for you with arms of acceptance, forgiveness, mercy, and grace. A couple talking points. Confess the sins of your life that you try to hide from God. He knows them anyway. Secondly, ask God to help you live transparently before him. So, Father, remind the person trying to hide from you of the truths found in today's passage. Help them come clean and come home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, if you'd like to listen to today's message, today's Bible teaching, you can go to ronmoore.org. That's ronmoore.org.